Welcome to Learn Spotfire. In this episode, we are looking more closely at various approaches to upgrading your server. This episode has been inspired by the recent release of Spotfire 1010 LTS, which for large global corporates means this will be the first version you have had since 10.3 around a year ago. So many larger customers, larger deployments will be updating their servers over the next few weeks and months. And probably if you haven't already done it, you'll be waiting till September in Europe, as most of Europe goes on holiday for August. So if you are in the stages of planning your server upgrade, and if you have more than one server, maybe you've got many different web players and automation services nodes all load balanced. Maybe you have several Spotfire servers equally load balanced. Maybe you have several environments. Maybe you have a prod with two or more Spotfire servers, two or more web players, and you have a similar spec as a disaster recovery box, and then maybe a dev test box or a dev and test separately, maybe staging. It tends to be that larger customers have at least four or five different environments. In fact, at one of the customers I worked with, we had a dev setup, a small dev setup, all in one box for every single developer. And this can be useful because sometimes as a developer, you want to try out a script or a query that's complex. You're not really sure if it's going to be efficient. It might hang. And certainly around the time of Spotfire 5 or 6, it was much easier to write queries and things which would crash the server and need a reboot, especially on the web player side. So for a developer who's doing a lot of work with Spotfire, maybe your main job is developing Spotfire reports, it's quite nice to have your own developer environment. And certainly that's how I prefer to work. A typical global rollout would involve at least four different environments. Clearly, most of those will not have the load balancers in and all the full setup, and the boxes might be specified down as well to maybe just even 8 gigs of RAM or something like that. Whoever you are, you will have at least one server. Typically, it's so easy now to load balance the node managers that you will have at least two web players just because, even if they're running on the same box in VMs. As part of this upgrade planning, you will come to the point where upgrading two servers plus the node managers and all the other bits and pieces that go behind that, maybe LDAP, maybe security certificates, maybe secure LDAP needs configuring. This cannot be done quickly enough to be done during office hours. And once you realize that, and you start to plan your Friday evening or Saturday morning, you might come to the view that actually even trying to squeeze it in through a weekend is difficult because you can't get the users to thoroughly test things over the weekend. You might find one or two who are happy to do that, but you can't guarantee everything will be done on the weekend. And the reason for trying to crush this through on a weekend or a Friday night is partly so you don't waste your time as the guy doing the upgrade, but also you want to minimize the downtime of the environment. Because if you can do it on a Friday night, Saturday morning, you can get people offline over the weekend much more easily than you can get them offline during the week. And it means that when they come back on Monday morning, the 1010 server is up and running and they haven't lost anything. This creates high pressure for the team, especially if you're relying on different teams across the world to do different parts of the upgrade. Sometimes you'll have the DBs and the DBAs running scripts in America. Maybe some people are working in India. Maybe some people are working in the UK and Europe. So you can immediately see there that you've lost 8 to 10 hours by having a distributed team. So very quickly you start to see that a 2-day weekend upgrade cycle is tight. Then you think, well, okay then, let's upgrade a background server, maybe test or dev or something like that. Now, wait a week, let people test it out, make sure everything works, make sure there's no unexpected features of 1010 that we weren't expecting, make sure our Python scripts are still working, and we'll do the prod upgrade the weekend after. And that's helpful. That can help in lots of situations. But still, you have this 2-day manic phase where you're trying to get everything done and tested and not have any downtime. What are the ways we sometimes mitigate this? Well, if you simply follow the upgrade instructions in the Spotfire manual, you will see that everything seems to have to be sequential and that you have to do certain things before or after certain other things. And certainly if you follow those instructions, you know, you won't go far wrong. It is the official upgrade path, but it's not the only upgrade path. And what is possible, especially if you're using new machinery, which most people are, although if you have new machines for 10.3 and it's only a year later, you might find you're using the same servers again. If it's been 2 or 3 years, you'll almost certainly want to try a new spec and upgrade the hardware spec as well at the same time. Maybe upgrade the database, upgrade Java, upgrade the drivers, upgrade Windows, and do everything all so that it's up to the latest version. If you're doing that, then you have an added option, which is to set up a brand new server with a blank Spotfire library and get it all running, get the load balancers set up, get the SSL certificates obtained and secure, get them installed, get everything tested and running with a blank database. And then you can bring your Spotfire library, the database part of the upgrade, later. So this massively saves time. Quite often, especially if you're using a demilitarized zone DMZ type situation, you can get all of that config done and just put a few reports into the library, maybe a couple of key ones, get all that working and tested. And then later on, you can take the database, take a fresh cut of the live production database, run the upgrade scripts against it, and then point your new environment to the database that you've just upgraded. That can save you hours and hours of time. And even better, it means that the actual server installs can be done during office hours. And then you simply take the cut of the database on a Friday night, upgrade it, which usually takes a few minutes with the script. If the script works fine, you then point the new servers at the database that you've just upgraded, and everybody's back up and running in just a couple of hours. The reason for this, of course, is that if you try any other approach, where you try and say lock down the server for a couple of days beforehand, you're having downtime. And some of you will have customers, third party paying customers for your Spotfire. You offer it as a service to your customers and you don't want any downtime at all if you can possibly help it. So the idea of having a cutoff that's more than a couple of hours is quite damaging to many customers. And you want to avoid that if you can. So the idea of installing your servers ahead of time, getting everything tested, getting all the security tested, getting the IP addresses logged and all the rest of it, the firewalls opened up, getting all of that done, and then bringing the library over at the end is a much more sensible approach, even though that's not the way it's described in the manual. It is absolutely possible. It's something that we do many, many times. So just to recap, if you are doing anything other than an absolutely basic dev box with a single server where everything's on the same server, even the node manager, maybe there isn't even a node manager, maybe you're just using a dev server for report development with a Spotfire Analyst desktop client. Unless you're doing something as basic as that, it does repay time and effort if you set up your new servers way ahead of you actually needing them. Get them all patched, get all the hot fixes on, get the SSL in, get the LDAP set up, test it all out with a blank library, a newly created database, and then you can bring your database over at the end. Because of course, as you probably know, your Spotfire installation is really the database. The personality, as I call it, of your server, the reports, the users, the groups, the permissions, the licenses, all of that stuff, the bootstrap file, all of that, type of LDAP that you use, type of SSO that you use, all of that is in the database. Everything else is pretty much vanilla and it's pretty much the same for everybody. So there we take a quick look at some of the ideas that you can use to streamline your upgrades, especially if you're doing them just once a year, especially if you're doing them less than that, maybe every 2 years, every 3 years. You want it to be as smooth as possible. The less often you do an upgrade, the more likely something is to go wrong because you are adding more cumulative patches, more hot fixes, your drivers might have changed version, Java might have changed version. And of course, as you know, Spotfire runs in a Tomcat Java server. The longer it is between upgrades, the more likely there is to be an issue. And the more likely the issue is to be with the underlying servers themselves, the version of Windows, the version of SQL Server, the version of Oracle, the version of the drivers, all of that is more likely to go wrong the less often you do the upgrade. If you are one of the lucky companies which are tied into the frequent upgrades every 2 to 3 months, this will be less of a thing for you because you've probably got fewer servers anyway, you've got fewer users perhaps, and doing an upgrade to you once you're into this 2 to 3 month cycle seems very trivial. But the longer you wait, especially if you're an LTS customer waiting 2, 3, 4, 5 years for an upgrade possibly, the more likely it is to go wrong. And therefore, the more thought, the more preparation, the more planning time you need, and the more thinking that you do, and if you can, then the more testing that you do offline on the non-prod servers will all be repaid. And if you have 4 or 5 different environments, of course, you do prod last, it means that by the time you get to do prod, you are pretty much slick. You have done this thing 3, 4 times already. It's all second nature. And although prod will have more boxes, will have higher spec machines, the tasks for the administrator are pretty much the same for prod as they would have been for DR or staging or test or sandbox or whatever you want to call it. By the time you get to prod, you've done all the hard work, you've done all the planning, it's all working, it's all tested, you've tested all the reports, all those reports with HTML, with R, with JavaScript, with Python in them, test them really well, so that by the time you get to the prod weekend, you will have thoroughly tested everything, and the chances of you having a disaster and a rollback are very much reduced, possibly even eliminated. So this is just a look under the hood at some of the key issues in doing a big corporate Spotfire server upgrade. And of course, in the blog, in the background materials, we will look at this in more detail, because there's certain things, subtleties, technicalities that you cannot get through in a podcast. But certainly the key ideas there are prepare, plan, project manage it, be really careful, do lots of testing. But most importantly, don't leave the full prod upgrade, including the database, to a single night or a single weekend, especially if you have teams distributed around the world. Do the vanilla install with a blank database during office hours where you've got all the support that you need. Get people to test it, import some reports, import some information links, because you're going to kill that database anyway. And then by the time you get to migrating the full Spotfire library database, which could be several gigabytes, you will be much more confident that your upgrade will be successful. So thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening to this episode of Learn Spotfire. And next week, we'll have more about Business Author.